What was T'Challa's nickname as a baby?
Black Pampers.
That was so good. Come on, let's be real. We were killing it with the jokes recently. That was really cool. Hey guys, welcome back to Everything MCU, one of the biggest series on B-Talks. We are on episode number 14. Next one is 15 of the series. That's the most that any series has gone on in the show. And we're getting really close to the B-Talks 100th episode. It's going to be one of these. I think this one's like 96th. And then we're going to do DFTBA number 2 soon. That'll be number 97. Yeah, we're getting really close. It's going to be awesome. But guys, I have a really special Everything MCU episode for you guys. So one of my best friends from middle school and going on to high school, his name is Matt. One of our favorite things to talk about was Marvel. And with kind of how active Marvel has been right now, I thought it would be really cool if I could get him on the show and we could just chat and just talk about WandaVision and Falcon and the Winter Soldier and Spider-Man 3, which we'll talk about news. But it was really awesome talking with him, so that's kind of the special thing about this episode. I think this one will be a little shorter, but we're going to talk about some news. I'm going to play the interview I had with Matt, where we just kind of I had some questions about WandaVision, and we said our opinions, and it was great. It was such a great time. And then, we're going to end it off with a Marvel.com article where the Entertainment Weekly business released a poster of the show. And it was kind of something related to WandaVision. So we'll get to that, but now let's move on to Marvel News. Thank you very much for not going anywhere. So there's not a bunch of Marvel news, but it is definitely enough to get a short little minute segment before we get into the interview with my friend. So let's get into the Marvel news. So in movies, I think it was Friday or Saturday. It was very recently that Marvel announced that their new movie, Spider-Man No Way Home and Spider-Man 3, will premiere this December 2021 in March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. 8 months? No, it's February in 10 months. I can do math, guys. Don't please. Anyway, yes. So it's Marvel Spider-Man No Way Home. I talk about it in the interview with my friends, so if you want to stick around with that, we'll kind of talk about a little bit of predictions and how that movie can possibly surround the Sinister Six and what the title could mean. It was awesome. All right. Next, a new series is coming to Marvel. And the title of the little headline on the website was, "A Cinematic Horror Icon Makes Its Marvel Comics Debut in the Alien Number 1 Trailer." Making a brand new comic series called The Alien. And that's a really famous horror movie, I think. I don't think it's that old. Really quick. When did The Alien come out? Never mind. 1979. That's a really old one. Classic. I haven't seen it, but nice. That's pretty cool. Alright, so anyway, Marvel's making a comic series about that. You know about TV shows. WandaVision is, we're guessing, almost done. But Marvel announced that Loki, a new Disney Plus series, will start streaming on Disney Plus on June 11th. Okay, so here's the deal. WandaVision, of course, started in like January, I'm guessing. And then Falcon and the Winter Soldier starts March 16th, very soon. And then Loki starts June 11th. So those are kind of the three big series coming to Disney Plus. They're grinding. If Falcon and the Winter Soldier and Loki are anything like WandaVision, I think it'll be a great show. So I'm super excited for those. Also, in TV shows, there's a new show called MODAK. MODAK is a Marvel villain, and that is premiering on May 21st on Hulu. So that's not going to really make a difference. It's more of like a animated TV show surrounding MODAK and his family. All right. And lastly, in Marvel podcasts, everything MCU is the number one. No, it's not. There's a brand new Marvel podcast called Marvel / Method for free right now. You can listen to it on iTunes and Apple and guessing Spotify. So if you want to listen to that, you totally can. All right. That's the news. Next on the show, you know it's about to happen. I'm going to play the interview I had with my best friend, Matt. Hey everybody, thanks for not going anywhere. So now I'm sitting down with one of my actually best friends from middle school and going on high school. Sitting down with Matt. How are you doing today?
Doing good. How are you?
Doing great. This is one of the first times that we've actually talked because, you know, like COVID put our, like, we had to do online school. So it's really nice to, like...
Yeah.
Talk about Marvel. So, all right. So today we're just going to talk about some Wanda. I'm going to talk about WandaVision, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, which looks really cool. I'm really excited for that. And then, you know, Marvel just announced Spider-Man No Way Home, title number 3. It's coming out this Christmas. There's actually a lot coming out this year.
There is, and I cannot wait.
I know, yeah, because they're doing, actually Marvel just announced that Loki is coming out June 11th. On Disney Plus, of course, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, I think it's March 16th, right?
I'm pretty sure, yeah, because after WandaVision's done, it's supposed to be like a week of literally nothing new, and then a week after that, the next Marvel show will come out.
Yeah, and then I bet right out, that's going to be the same thing, because Loki's in June 11th. Which
mm-hmm. It's supposed to be like a Star Wars coming out, and then Loki. And Loki's going to be another 9 episodes like WandaVision is.
Nice, yeah, we're guessing that this one's going to be the finale. All right, so we're recording this Sunday, 2 days after the most recent WandaVision episode where Agatha took Wanda down all her, like, past things. So what did you think about that episode?
It was really weird, but one thing I was so weirded out about is that Scarlet Witch had her powers since she was born.
Yeah.
And the Mind Stone just, like, enhanced that, because the missile that was in front of her when she was under the bed, or couch, I think, she used a probability hex from what Agatha said to stop the missile from going off.
Okay, so I have a question. So, my sister and I, we watched these together, and we were confused by what Agatha's, like, intentions are, because every antagonist has an intention. What is that?
She sensed pretty much the hex... From when it ever first started, which we saw how it did start.
Yeah.
And she pretty much sensed that, which all witches apparently did. So Doctor Strange does know about it.
Yeah.
And so she wants to know how she did it. Because at the beginning of it, her mother had like a crown and stuff. That means that like she was the strongest witch there is.
Yeah.
And since Agatha didn't get it, that means Scarlet Witch is the second strongest. And she wants to know how she did that so she can become the strongest.
Definitely. Yeah, and that's like, that kind of explains the final like line of that episode. Is like, that makes you the Scarlet Witch. Which, I don't really know if in the movies that she was called Scarlet Witch.
No, she never was.
Comics. Yeah, so I think that was the first time kind of introducing it. So, alright, so... Besides that kind of weird episode on Friday, how are you just, like, generally liking the show so far?
It is really interesting, and I cannot wait for our next episode for Vision versus White Vision. Yeah. I cannot wait for that.
So, we're guessing that the next episode, the one coming out this upcoming Friday, is the season finale, because that kind of... led up to it in that most recent episode. So, do you have kind of like any finale predictions? And who do you think could be the cameo at the end, which Paul Bettany keeps teasing that he gets to? So, there's going to be a surprise cameo at the end of the episode.
I've been watching New Rockstar's theories about this. Yeah,
they know that
about their WandaVision after show, and in that they think Paul Bettany was joking, and that the special cameo was himself as White Vision.
Ah, that's interesting. I've heard that.
But I still feel like it's going to either be Nightmare or Mephisto.
Ooh, oh yeah, Mephisto's a big one. But I kind of think it could be Benedict Cumberbatch, who is Doctor Strange, because they've never worked together.
That is actually true, yeah.
Yeah, and kind of like we know that this is kind of setting up for
Multiverse of Madness and Spider-Man 3, which is coming out. It's going to be really weird.
Yeah. So do you have any predictions for the final episode coming up?
I just say, like, I feel like they're going to be, like, in a fight or something. And then, like, Doctor Strange will show up. And that will, like,
a big finale.
Like, they're going to have, like, their obvious big fight, Agatha versus Scarlet Witch. And towards the end of the episode, Doctor Strange is going to come in and then it's just going to cut off like it always does.
Yeah. Or, yeah, or, like, maybe Doctor Strange could put an end to the hex. And also, they're just kind of going under the radar is how Monica could possibly make a big impact in the finale, because she got those kind of weird powers from
them. And I didn't, so you didn't know about the post-credit scene until I texted you about it.
Yeah, I
witnessed it. The episode before the one with White Vision, there was another post-credit scene, which was Monica finding about, like, the tree roots and stuff under the basement, and then Pietro found out about her.
Yeah, I go, Snooper's gonna snoop. So
I feel like Pietro, though, like, something's gonna happen with that, where he's gonna help Wanda's family and stuff fight.
You could, like, snap out of it, maybe?
Yeah.
Or, like, maybe. So, you know how kind of Pietro and Vision were kind of, like, of course he was playing kind of the fun uncle, how they didn't totally get along a bunch? What if, like, the finale is Wanda versus Agatha and Vision versus White Vision and Pietro? That'd be like a good setup.
That would be. But my question is, what's going to happen with the Pietro? Because that's obviously the Pietro, Peter Maximoff from the X-Men universe.
It's that actor. That's interesting why they use that actor.
Yeah. Well, it's because Agatha said, like, his body's on another continent filled with holes and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so going along with the finale, which characters do you think are making it through and who do you think isn't?
Obviously Wanda.
Oh yeah, of course, because we know that Wanda is in Doctor Strange 2. So
and Spider-Man. Apparently another link came out, like, someone teased it was probably fan-made, but, like, towards, you know how in some, like, Marvel, like, in the Captain Marvel movie, towards the end it said Captain Marvel will be returning in Avengers Endgame and stuff? Or either it was an actual link where it said Wanda will be returning in Spider-Man Homeworlds.
Yeah. So for me personally, I don't know if Vision can make it through, because this kind of might be, because of course now they had to add to his character. They had to make it a story arc for him in the show. So this might kind of be a good thing to do, is maybe kill off Vision, and that can just kind of, like, set off Wanda's head and then, like, end the hex and everything. But then again, I don't know really how that could set up for a surprise cameo at the end, but that could be pretty interesting. And Billy and Tommy, do you think, like,
so people are saying it's gonna go like it did in the comics, where their soul just gets reincarnated into other human beings?
Oh, that would definitely work in, like, the multiverse. Yeah, that's pretty cool. All right, so, and going along with that, could this season finale really open the door to the multiverse?
100%. 100% this will.
I think it already has, because there's been predictions that Monica, like, her power is, like, going through multiverse. She can, like, hop from different, like, verses to a different thing. Yeah. It's going to be really cool. I'm really excited for it.
And all this is supposed to apparently go with all in with Loki as well, with his story, which is the last part for Disney Plus's Marvel series.
I think it's all gonna tie in together.
This is phase 5 or 4?
I think we're in phase 4.
So we are in phase 4.
Because they talked about phase 5. So, yeah, we're in phase 4.
So, yeah, I feel like all of phase 4 is just supposed to be one huge, just big plot in one movie.
Yeah, big storyline with just kind of little subplots. Yeah, definitely. All right, so the next kind of thing that happened, it was actually on the Super Bowl, was Falcon and the Winter Soldier. The trailer came out. What do you think of the trailer? That was so cool.
It was, and one huge part that I liked about was the music choice, because it really fit in.
Yes, that's I was kind of I kind of always knew that song. It was by Migos, I think. And that song would do so good in a trailer, and they finally used it, and it was pulled up to perfection. I love that
Yeah, it
part.
had so much stuff in it, and it was just really good.
And the biggest thing from the trailer is that wall of heads of scrolls. What do you think that could like mean?
Maybe. Obviously, they're supposed to be coming out with a Secret Invasion.
Yeah, that's a show
So
coming out.
maybe, like, the Secret Invasion happens before that, maybe?
This could be like a later
Yeah.
thing. Yeah, that's gonna be, I think there's gonna be a lot of more trailers. I'm guessing one might come out pretty soon, once of course WandaVision ends. Maybe like that can be a little not necessarily spoiler, but something that could hint to the next upcoming
Yeah.
show. So I think that yeah, that's gonna be really cool. And lastly, Spider-Man No Way Home just kind of came out. Do you have any like predictions for the movie? I know we barely know any information, but
The
do you have
only thing we've seen is
any?
just two freaking clips of it. That's all we saw, and it was just Peter, MJ, and Ned. That's literally all they kept showing. And then obviously the teaser trailer, which showed a lot on the whiteboard.
And I think we learned that on that whiteboard was a bunch of I like
Yeah, I'm
title
gonna see if I
ideas.
can pull up the whiteboard.
Yeah, so I think it was, of course we don't know a bunch about it, but kind of one of the big things surrounding this movie is if the Sinister Six are coming. Like, 'cause we don't really know if Mysterio's dead. There's a chance that Doc Ock could be here. So there's some things that could make this show really interesting. Yeah. I'm really excited about it. All right. Pulling it up.
Yeah, I got it right here. So, like, there's obviously a ton of stuff in here, like Home Sweet Home, Close to Home, Home Worlds, which would just be kind of a ripoff of the Spider-Verse, because that's pretty much what this is. And then there's Home Run, and then Far From
I have
Home,
it up
which was
here.
already been used,
Yeah,
and
we
then
did this already.
Homesick, which is like towards the bottom where you're below that, where there's like a little Spider-Man coronavirus, which actually kind of looks cool. And there's just a ton of text going over it. Like on the top left for Home Sweet Home, there's one that's called Gross. One right there that's Gross. And then there's just a ton of stuff over there, which is from most likely the black text is probably Peter, Tom Holland. And then the other two are Ned and MJ, just writing over it.
Yeah, definitely. I see like wanna go home, no place like home, home run,
Want to go
home
home,
sweet
but
home,
that's
yeah.
our but we're already there. So yeah.
Yeah, so I think the main reason why it's called No Way Home is because at the end of Far From Home, like they leaked who Spider-Man was. So maybe this could mean like he needs to find a new home with like his friends and everything. So that could be it's gonna be really cool. This is gonna be everything since everything pushed back in 2020, it's all catching up this year and next year. It's gonna be a really long 2 years for
It will, and
Marvel.
I really can't wait for it because ever since Corona started, there's just been a lot of stuff held back, which really does suck. Because this was supposed to come out freaking last Christmas, and Black Widow, which was supposed to come out in May when we were in middle school, yet it never did.
Yeah, now it's May this year. It's in like
This
3 months.
year, yeah, and apparently supposed to come out on Disney Plus.
Yeah, with like Premier Access or
Yeah.
something. But then it's kind of cool that in the Spider-Man No Way Home teaser, they were saying how like it's only in theaters this Christmas. So I think that's kind of a little ambitious thing to say, just in case we have no idea what's happening, but we know everything's kind of opening up now. So
Yeah.
that's a big thing to say that you have to like we're gonna be putting it out in theaters. I think, but I
Let's
think
just hope
that's
they hold up
amazing.
to that. And just not
Yeah,
pull
definitely.
a freaking Black Widow on us again.
Push it back a year.
Oh my God.
We were so mad when
I
that
know.
happened. I remember that. All right, well, anything else?
No, that's pretty much it.
All right, well, thanks for coming
Thanks for having
on.
me.
Yeah, if you like his voice. Guys, let me know. I'll have him in more episodes. This was awesome. Like, talking about
most Marvel. Likely we can do it after the next WandaVision comes out and just review over everything. Just do that.
Yeah, exactly. Talk about the finale.
Yeah.
Definitely. All right, thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Man, that was pretty cool. That was pretty cool talking with him. So, I know the audio was a little quieter compared to how I'm talking normally, but that was really awesome. I'll definitely have him on the show again, because that was super fun. That was super easy, and hey, we just love talking about Marvel together, so I think that'll be a perfect match. All right, before we head out today, you know, we ended off with a little Marvel.com article, so I'll put this in the link in the description. This will be link number 4 all the way down. So, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Entertainment Weekly teases Sam and Bucky's odd couple pairing. Sounds a lot like WandaVision, except different titles. Are you ready? Start streaming the original series on March 19th on Disney Plus by Rachel Page. Okay, here we go. Anthony Mackie and Sebastian Stan, stars of Marvel Studios' upcoming series, The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, streaming exclusively on Disney Plus. Recently talked to Entertainment Weekly about the new show and what it's like to pick up the shield. First observations from Mackie, I didn't realize how heavy it was. That's going to be the show in a nutshell. The pair who came together in the final moments of Marvel Studios' Avengers Endgame team up on a global adventure that tests their abilities and their patience. You know how that's going to go. That's going to be really funny. Okay, so then there's a little poster, and the caption says, Anthony Mackie and Sebastian Stan are giving hints at what the world without Steve Rogers looks like. Tap our link. Okay, whatever. So in the March issue, issue of the magazine. Oh my god. The two dive into the upcoming dynamic between Sam Wilson, aka Falcon, and Sebastian Stan as Bucky Barnes, aka the Winter Soldier, and how they can often appear completely mismatched. There's an odd couple kind of back and forth there, Stan says. Entertainment Weekly. Like, I don't really like you, but I might need you. Is that every relationship thing? Mackenzie adds, we didn't lose that feeling of security and espionage. It still feels like you're in a Philly K. Dick novel or a Tom Clancy movie. But at the same time, it's Sebastian and I, and we're idiots, so you get more of us being ourselves. That's really exciting. So more on the series, returning character from the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and more dive into the March issue of Entertainment Weekly. Blah, blah, blah. All right. Falcon and the Winter Soldier, March 19th. The poster looks really cool. You know, Baron is back. Karen Charter? That's definitely not Charter. You know, Agent Karen. Oh my god. Woo! I need to end this episode right now. The show's coming out super soon. But guys, that's gonna wrap it up today. Hope y'all are having, deep breath. Well, that's gonna wrap it up today. I hope you all enjoy this episode very much. I sure did enjoy recording it. If you'd like to take a little time out of your day to visit my very own BTOX website, it'll be the top link in the description. And talking about links in description, the second link in the description is the link to my upcoming live stream on March 6th at 4 p.m. Mountain Time. Okay, and guys, we are under 1 week away till the live stream, okay? That'd be really cool if you guys could tune in. So March 6th at 4 p.m., 4 p.m. Mountain Time, 6 p.m. Eastern. Really cool if you tune in. I host another podcast with my sister about our favorite TV show, The Office, called The Dunder Mifflin Podcast. The cool thing is our show is not a rewatch podcast, so every week you'll hear a brand new, very intriguing topic of The Office that you've never heard before. That will be top link number 3. Without further ado, I hope you have a safe and amazing rest of your day. And what I'd love to say is don't forget to be awesome. I'll see you all in the very next episode. Peace. This episode is brought to you by Anchor FM. If you'd like to make a podcast easily and fun, visit www.anchor.fm or download their free app on Google Play or the App Store. This podcast is legally owned by the creator and shared and distributed by Anchor FM. Listen anywhere you want easily and for free. Thank you and have a nice day.